Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I want to welcome Siobhan Carney, who is Vice President of the County Mayo Foundation. Not to be confused with, indeed, the O'Dwyer Cheshire Home, even though that's only a couple of miles outside Kelchamah, where you, Siobhan, come from, as does your husband. So you're very welcome. You're welcome to the program.
Thank you, Adrian. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, many listeners to this program will be surprised that we are, actually going to talk about County Mayo, because we reserve that for the rarest of occasions. And close to 50 years on air here. But I do want to ask you about what is a unique approach to fundraising and making a vehicle easy for those who may be, detached from Ireland, some for many decades and others more recently. But for those who, can have a meaningful relationship with their home county. But before we get there, I again want to point out that we have in the United States, and indeed through many countries throughout the world, the Mayo Society, the Mayo organizations, but yours is actually brand new. So how would you define the County Mayo Foundation?
Right. Well, the County Mayo Foundation, we're newly established. We are a 501c3 organization, which means we have tax-exempt charitable status under the IRS. So we're registered here in New York State, and we are hoping to connect with, I guess it's an estimated 2.5 million Mayo diaspora group across the United States. And Adrian, you and me, we're part of that 2.5 million. And the idea is very simple. It's to connect those 2.5 million first, second, third generation Mayo diaspora with the charitable sector back home. And the idea there is that we introduce a structure, right? On our website, we'll have a menu of charities that are up and running back in Mayo doing wonderful things for very vulnerable populations. We'll introduce a structure by presenting them across five different priority areas that the foundation cares deeply about, and those areas are education and social enterprise and recreation, sports, arts, and culture. So a donor will be able to go on the website, look up his or her town where either he or she is from, his parents, grandparents, or so on. They'll be able to see exactly what charities are operating in those towns and be able to see, hopefully, some charities that interest them and interest them enough to, number one, like donate to the cause of those charities, but number two, stay engaged long-term with the charity. So that's the intention. It's very simple, but it's the first county to do this in the United States. I guess no surprises there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, we're hoping that, this year, our first year of operations, we're hoping that we can start off small, meaning we will pilot our application process with a number of nonprofits. And if you go on the website today, you'll see a number of nonprofits that are already up there. And we will focus our intention will be to connect with all of those 2.5 million. We need to find them. We need to introduce the foundation to them. And then we need to introduce them to the charities back home. We need to find out, what do they care about? What would they like to support? What information is important for them to learn about the charities? And we hope that, again, by this this vehicle that we have created, this online platform, we hope that that will keep them engaged. It'll be a very, I guess, robust or very real-time platform, meaning when a charity gets support, they will, you know, be able to tell the donor, they'll be able to show the donor exactly what they're using those funds for. And that's something that we're very excited about. Again, mm-hmm. if you go on the website, you'll see some examples there.
Okay, before we go further, what's the website?
It's countymayofoundation.org.
Okay, not .com, .org, County Mayo Foundation. How are you affiliated with Mayo County Council?
This is a critical partnership for us. So, indeed, the idea came from Mayo County Council. And Mayo County Council, for those listeners who don't know, they're the local government authority back in County Mayo. So they're very forward-thinking, entrepreneurial County Council. And, you know, they had a vision for this foundation many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that is now in operation, thankfully, today. The theory behind all of this is that really for philanthropy to work, you have to, number one, realize that it's just as important as the public sector and the private sector. But number two, philanthropy needs to be married with policymakers. So what that means is that, you know, if you have funding and you are able to invest it in ideas, oftentimes you're able to create the space to test new ideas,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to fund things that perhaps government wouldn't have the resources to fund, or the, you know, the ability to fund for a variety of good reasons. But the philanthropic sector will come in there to either, you know, add more resources to the sector or test new ideas. So that marriage, and that marriage has been there from day one between our foundation and the policymakers in the Mayo County Council, will be essential. We will share what we're learning from these charities back home in real time with the County Council, so that eventually ideas could be picked up by policymakers. And that's important, Adrian, because, you know, oftentimes sectors are thought of as mm-hmm. very separate. And we're not. We're thinking
yeah.
about this very much as intertwined.
I'm not even sure why I would bring this up, but this is kind of a bit parochial in nature. But before somebody pointed out to us, you're from Kelchima, I'm from Matty Mass,
mm-hmm.
and smack in the middle is Foxford, which is the hometown of Peter Hines, who is Mayo County Manager.
Yes.
I would just like to get that out of the way so we're not, you know, in this day of political sensitivities, that we don't get caught up in anything. So there you have it now, and we've put our cards on the table.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
The idea and the notion, I suppose, since I came to this town, understandably, sometimes or understandably brings a reaction and say, "Oh God, another foundation, another charity." You know, it's. Do we need another foundation? Do we need another charity? I think that most of my generation, anyway, are of the opinion that there has been a tremendous amount of burden, which was indeed which we expected from now. An older community, who would do and whose goal was to help out their native county organizations, such again as the Mayo Society in New York and indeed in Philadelphia and in Cleveland, and that's just to mention a few. The reality of the matter is that there are, as immigration has now, you know, ground to a halt and it does not seem like that's going to change anytime soon, that there is actually a need for an organization such as the County Mayo Foundation to reach out to perhaps a great number of people who may know very little about organizations, very solid organizations like the United Irish Counties, like the county organizations, the Emeralds, the Hibernians, whatever, most of whom still are doing a great job. But I think it's important to point out that you're in no way conflicting with the great work that all of them do and have done for decades, in some cases for more than a century.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you know, you raise a great point, right? This is charitable work has, you know, it's not new, right? We have, it's in our DNA. We have a long, long tradition of charitable giving back home and certainly in the United States. And yes, there are a ton of foundations here in the U.S. I mean, in New York alone, there's over 30,000. But I think the difference here is that this one, the County Mayo Foundation, it's geographically targeted. So it's specific to County Mayo and charities that support people from County mm-hmm. Mayo. And, you know, I like to think that for the diaspora who, you know, haven't visited back home or haven't or maybe don't know much about County Mayo, that this could be a great introduction. And what I mean is, you know, not just the funding aspect, but also the knowledge, right, that this sector back home is really the backbone of many, many small towns in Mayo. And mm-hmm. you know that being from Adimas,
yes.
Foxford, Kilchimaw. I mean, we all have our stories growing up there of, you know, great community spirit, communities coming together to solve big problems. And that is really, you know, it's unique. It speaks not only to community spirit, but it also speaks to the quality of life that's really unmatched
yeah.
Back home. And that is so evident across this sector. You know, I'm pretty new to Facebook, I'll totally admit that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now glad that I am on Facebook, because what I see, Adrian, is so many worthy initiatives, so many coming together within small towns to solve problems, to build parks, to build walkways,
yeah.
to raise funding for breast cancer, to do so much. And it's lovely to see. It's obviously lovely to see people you know come together, but the attraction and the number and the commitment is so evident. So again, this, you know, this foundation, it's there to support that effort. It's
yeah.
certainly not, it was not built to say, my gosh, you know, they need our help. Not at all. It's a very robust sector. We want it to continue to flourish.
Yeah.
But this is a new market for it, right?
Yes.
You know, we have to, again, find those 2.5 million, connect them, and introduce them to that community spirit and this sector that, again, I've described as really the backbone.
Some of us, indeed, who have, through the decades, and I'm here since 1959, we had much more information with respect to what organizations, what they were doing, the context of the needs. They have changed. And for somebody like myself, when I go back to Adimas, I hardly know anybody. I mean, the people that I meet are probably, you know, the grandchildren of those who I grew up with, those who I, you know, knew on a very familiar basis. There is something about all of us that say, I wonder what's happening now, and what are the organizations? Many of us and many listeners to this program were indeed, particularly those from Mayo, though not exclusively, were great supporters of the O'Dwyer Cheshire Home in Lismaran Bohola in County Mayo, which was founded by my uncle Paul O'Dwyer, and continues the foundation itself under Paul's son and my cousin William O'Dwyer. The we knew very specifically what the needs were, where the money was going, and when there was more than enough money there, or when the future of, say, the O'Dwyer Cheshire Home was in question, then there was the O'Dwyer Forestry Foundation, which still thrives and which still is in a position now to support other charities and other aspects of the charitable organizations. But to actually start this organization at this time, and you did mention that you're relatively new to Facebook and what, you know, and good luck to you on that one.
Thank you.
I have those around me, indeed, who are much more apt to get a handle on that one. But there is, through the internet and through Twitter and through the various social media, there is an actual possibility, if not probability, that we are able to latch on to discover a great number, say, of people from a county like Mayo, who heretofore wouldn't have a bull's notion about their home county other than the stories they may have heard. So this is not just one more organization, charity, from the sublime to the ridiculous. This has nothing to do with replacing slates on a church, you know, in the middle of Mayo somewhere. We've come an awful long way. But can you explain, please, to us again about you know, the aspect of people being able to follow, for instance, online, what is happening, where their money is going to, and what's happening with that, and explain it to me and to my listeners, please.
Sure. So on our website, we have an application form, and we have a number of documents that explain what the process is for getting on the online platform. So what we look for is, we look to see, first, is the organization a registered charity? And many are. Some are not. Some are smaller grassroots organizations that may eventually become a registered charity or maybe won't. But for those organizations, they have to be registered with the Mayo County Council. And that's because the Mayo County Council do a certain layer of due diligence on those organizations that will be important for the donor and for the board over here to know. So each charity will then tell us, you know, what is the need? What are they hoping to do? And from that, what are the outcomes that they're hoping to achieve? From that, they need to present to us a budget for, you know, how much everything will cost and exactly how they will spend the money, and then over what time frame. And we then, as the board, we'll monitor their progress in achieving those outcomes, and we'll monitor how those funds are spent. But the great thing about this platform is that those charities will be able to update the platform, meaning they'd be able to say, you know, we said we were going to provide training to 30 people.
Yeah.
Now, here are some, you know, pictures of the training event where there were 30 people. We achieved the goal that we set out to do. Here's the evidence. Here are the outcomes that we achieved. And then, you know, once that project is complete, we hope they'll stay with us and produce another project. So that, again, over time, the same charities will be there achieving great things through different projects. And that, we hope, will, you know, achieve one of our goals, which is that when we match a donor over here to a charity back home, that really will facilitate this long-term engagement that we're hoping for. And that's a structural issue right back home at present. I mean, we have, again, lots of great causes, and we have lots of great, you know, charitable events that are funding all of these causes. But what we need is long-term sustainability. And that's important for any organization. So it's just as important for the charitable sectors that they know that there's a steady stream of income. So it'll be on them as much as on us, the board, to make sure that that happens. But what we're hoping for, you know, as I mentioned earlier, is that this vehicle will really facilitate that.
There is indeed great emphasis these days, and we think rightly so. Again, we can thank the convenience of the internet into transparency.
Yes.
And, you know, the collaboration, the dissemination of knowledge as to where donors who are by no means looking for one more area to contribute to, unless you have very strict and transparent follow through.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine that those who, and this is primarily for those who use the internet, that this is going to be something that perhaps, I don't know if you would agree or not, but isn't this something modeled on, say, the Ireland funds, the American Ireland funds? Isn't this pretty much what they do on a worldwide scale in terms of having a record, a track, a follow-through on immediate and long-term goals? This is not just, let's say, if we were to compare it with any of the third world aid agencies like Concern or Gold or any of those, you're responding to an immediate need. What you're doing here basically, though, is you are giving not just an opportunity for people to donate. That's not there's nothing new about that, but to actually let people know where every dollar is going and indeed develop an interest in that particular area.
Yes. And you've raised two really important issues there, Adrian, that are very important to us as a board. I mean, one is transparency. There's an awful lot of competition for your dollars these days, right? There's so many wonderful initiatives. How do you decide what to fund? What grabs your attention? So as a board, we take that commitment to transparency very, very seriously. So meaning we will do the due diligence to make sure that the charities that we invite onto the platform are reputable charities, that they are accountable, that they have a professional and administrative structure and so on. All of that, those good things.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and in fact, to double back on that point, this is not done behind closed doors. You have to In fact, through the internet, you're going to know the result of that rigorous test for qualification. It's not going to be just a wink and a nod.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, the other issue that you raise is indeed it's true. I mean, we will look to the Ireland funds to learn from their model as well. I mean, we're certainly no competition to the Ireland funds. We're on a much smaller scale and have a different approach, and again, a geographical target.
Right.
But one thing that's really important to us as a board is the issue of accessibility. And what that means is that, again, these 2.5 million Mayo diaspora, we want to appeal to all of them, whatever your means. So you can go online and you can choose to donate whatever you like and whatever you can afford to these charities. And that's, you know, that's important.
Right.
It's not just for the, you know, the super wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not. It's for anyone. Anyone who wants to donate to charities, whatever your means, you will do that. And really, you know, again, the connection to home will be important, but also the notion that, again, there is a vehicle now for you to be able to donate on a regular basis to a charity that's important to you.
I'd also like to point out you did indeed tell us earlier that the Mayo, the County Mayo Foundation website, countymayofoundation.org, is a 501c3. It's a special tax exemption.
Mm-hmm.
It is registered in New York State. However, if you live in the United States, anywhere in the United States, the tax deductions are in fact as much in effect as if you were a resident of New York State. So this is something that that is registered in New York State. However, it qualifies for anybody who lives in the United States. So we just want to clarify that.
Sure. Yes. And, you know, I hope it's okay to do this, to just make that appeal for people who live across the United States and who want to learn more about the foundation and the work, but also to give us feedback, right? Because we are a startup and we're looking for feedback. We're looking to hear what people think.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to hear what people care about. And we're looking to, you know, although again, new, constantly improve on our work.
Absolutely.
So, you know, any ideas people have, we are all ears. We're very eager to hear from people, to connect with them, and you know, to learn from what they have to say.
I want to run quickly through your board.
Sure.
You have Jim Waldron, who again who recently retired. As the clerk of the United States Bankruptcy Courts for the District of New Jersey. He was there for 32 years and indeed more than 40 years with the judiciary. Tell us about O'Malley, John O'Malley, who is the secretary.
He's the secretary, yes. He's first generation Irish-American. His father was from Lewisburg in
mm-hmm.
County Mayo and his mother from County Donegal. He's somebody who's very active in this sector. He's the chairman of the Irish Immigration Center of Philadelphia.
Yes.
And he's also a board member of the Irish American Business Chamber and Network. He's a great person. Indeed, everybody on the board is great. I mean, we're all volunteers, right?
Yes.
And we're all so honored to have met each other through this endeavor, but also to be working under the tremendous leadership of Jim Waldron.
Yeah.
So John O'Malley lives presently in Philadelphia, where he lives with his wife, and he has two sons.
And then you have your treasurer, John Roach, and maybe rushing through some of this, but James O'Hara, He's actually currently serves as the U.S. representative of the Irish Stock Exchange in Dublin, and then I wouldn't know if it's the best one or the worst to the last. Mike Hannon, who many of us over here would prefer that we didn't give our home number to, because boy, jeez. He's from Sligo, but he's a mover and a shaker and has absolutely done tremendous work here, you know. And every time we finish, well, maybe, you know, maybe that's it now. Maybe Mike Hannon will go home and leave us alone. No, it's not in the cards. But I said out of great respect, we'll even forgive him for being in Sligo, and indeed, I don't know why he qualifies to be in Sligo anyway. He seems to spend all his time in Mayo.
He does.
But you have, those are that's the grassroots of a very, you know, professional organization, and we can only wish you the best as you go forward. And this is a learning curve. There isn't a rules and regs booklet to go to. You've started this, and we'll see where it goes. But I think that it would be very welcome at this stage and in this new era, particularly that many people have now lost direct contact with their DNA of Mayo, and the fact that there is a method, again, of transparency, and, you know, not everybody who logs on to your new organization will be ready to push the donate button, but that's not as important right now as spreading the word that this is a new organization that's getting off the ground. And once more, Mayo takes the lead.
Sure. And for those, you know, for those people who have lost touch, who have never visited, or who are not ready to, you know, be a donor, that's totally fine. You know, we want to hear from you nonetheless.
Yeah.
We want to hear, like, what's important. And we understand, right, that we're new. We understand that we have to, you know, demonstrate our product over the next few months to give more legitimacy to everybody. Mm-hmm. Again, I mentioned earlier, loss of competition. We're totally aware of all of that, for sure. But, you know, we are very committed, and we started this through lots of engagement with people and lots of seeking advice and feedback, and we aim to continue that way. So, again, if you have any interest, or any of your listeners, any interest, please get in touch. Please give us feedback. Please tell us what is important to you. And stay engaged.
Great. Thank you. Siobhan Carney, Vice President of the County Mayo Foundation, countymayofoundation.org.
Thank you. And
thanks. Good luck to you.
Take care. Thank you for having me.
And if you've run into Mike Hannon, tell him that I changed my home telephone number.
I'll run into him in 2 weeks' time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, Siobhan. And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.